After catching up with Beck and Soda, get ready for Giving Day for the Hospital Research Foundation Group tomorrow from 9am to 9pm. Your donations will be doubled at hospitalresearch.org.au/give. SAFM's Beck and Soda. SAFM's Beck and Soda for breakfast.
The podcast.
All right, potty listeners, first up, your code word to win tickets to see Pink in Paris is the Notre Dame. Notre Dame.
Beautiful. Yep. All right, make sure you get on board because there is another holiday which would be sensational. Hey, in today's podcast, we did a little bit of a riddle man situation, Beck. Oh. I'm going to give it to you right now if you listen to the podcast. Okay. Give you a chance to think about it before it comes up in the potty, right? So a girl has as many brothers as she does sisters, but each brother only has half as many brothers as he has sisters. Mm. How many brothers and sisters in the family?
See, I've heard the answer now because we've done it and it still makes my brain hurt. It's, now, when you know it, it's like, oh, okay, but it's curly to work out. It's like
pretty
an
simple
algebra equation.
Give
it's
it
not
to you again.
Simple.
A girl has as many brothers as sisters, but each brother only has half as many brothers as he has sisters. How many brothers and sisters in the family? There you go. That'll keep you ticking over in the podcast.
Think about it and then the answer will be in the podcast. Can you make them a bit easier? I got last week's one. That's too hard for moi.
You'll be right.
SAFM's Beck and Soda.
Good morning, South Australia. Good morning, Soda.
G'day, Beck. Yeah, you look bright and chirpy today.
I'm in good mood this morning.
You've had a good sleep, I think.
I've had another good sleep. I'm sleeping like an absolute baby. You know when you know you've had a good sleep when you wake up and your entire face is creased from the pillow, which means you have not actually moved?
Bit of dribble.
Bit of dribble, bit of pillowcase crease on the face. Yeah, feeling good. That won't last. My moods generally don't last very long.
Don't talk. We talked about the pause yesterday. There's no need to introduce that so early.
I give this burst of energy about 15 minutes before I trough again.
I have more faith in you. I think you're going to have a cracker today. I think you're going to be in a great mood for the entire 3-hour
period.
Thank
you. I will do my very, very best. Coffee comes about 7:30, so that'll be my next spike. Sat down with the fam to watch a great Australian series last night. You know we love to give our tips. The Clearing.
Ah, Guy Pearce.
And Teresa Palmer, Adelaide's own.
Our own Teresa Palmer.
Yeah.
From just up in the hills.
We love Teresa.
What's it about?
It is about, it's based on a true story about a Victorian cult back in the 80s, I think. But it's loosely based on a true story. Like there's some fictional. It's. I probably shouldn't have sat down to watch it with Frankie, actually. Don't do that. It's a bit chilling.
Right.
And a child gets abducted in the first episode, which is not great.
Oh, that's good.
Down.
And Frankie's 11?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a
so,
good start for her.
Yeah, I've given her nightmares. So, no, that was poor parenting. But I just love great Australian dramas, and I love seeing someone like Teresa Palmer, who's an Adelaide girl and still chooses to live in Adelaide. I love seeing her on the big screen. Well, on the small screen, I guess.
How many Rebecca Morses out of five? How many
it's a
Morses?
Four. Maybe four and a half, but I'm only two eps in.
How long is it? Do we know? Is it one of those ones where if you binge it, you go on quick?
No, they're dropping 2 a week. So the
second
two dropped last night, but I only watched the first two because I'm not an early adapter. It's on. I think it's on Disney Plus.
Yeah,
if you've got that. Anyway, good to see Teresa. She's wonderful. I love her. I'm obsessed with her. I'm a bit of a fangirl around Teresa.
Why don't we get her on the show so she can tell us about it?
Yeah. I think she listens to it. I mean, she tells me she does.
Well, no, she does listen to SAFM because remember when we were doing our hot cross buns?
Yeah.
She gave us a little message saying SAFM is a station I grew up with.
Yeah. Well, let's get her on. I don't know. Right. She's probably, maybe she's traveling in LA or something. She's a Hollywood superstar. But great show. Watch it.
Okay. The Clearing.
But don't watch it with your kids.
This is SAFM's Beck and Soda.
Had a work dinner the other night, Beck, with our team, and you were the source of much joy and laughter for a lot of the evening.
Oh, thank you.
And you were getting pretty annoyed by it. And it all stemmed from something a little early on, and you were having a little tipple, just having a glass. I think it was a rosé, wasn't it?
Yeah, that is my poison o' choice.
Yes. So we were in there early on. We were a sort of entree stage, I reckon it was. And anyway, the waiters come around after you finished your rosé and swipe the glass.
Oh, right. No. I hadn't finished my rosé.
There was, I reckon, a droplet left.
A droplet is a droplet, mate.
There was a droplet left.
There was a good mouthful left.
The best part, we're sitting there having a dinner, like a bit of a catch-up so everyone can get to know each other really well and do a little bit of planning. But the whole dinner then was hijacked by you whinging and complaining about the fact that by the end of it, It was half full. He took the glass. There were still four sips in it. There was a droplet in it. And about each 10 minutes as you were getting wilder and wilder and wilder, the glass just kept filling up and filling up. So you've gone from your glass half empty to your glass just about full and brimming over the top. And you were still whinging about it when we were in dessert.
Waiters and waitresses of Adelaide, listen up. You need to check before you clear a glass. Because if I'm paying, you know, $15 for a glass of turkey flat, I want every last drop of it in my bloodstream.
Yeah, but you weren't paying for it because work paid for it. That was the other difference. It actually wrecked your evening. You could not even participate in any conversation or banter for the whole time.
The one I just chose, I don't think was South Australian. Kim Bolton, Rosé.
What was going on?
I just think it's very important, even also when you clear a meal, if you might still have a chip left. I like to take my time with my drink, and I always know how much is left in my glass. So when I know I've got a mouthful left, I'm looking forward to that last mouthful. Then when I go and reach forward and the glass is gone, then I'm robbed of that joy.
Peak of pettiness.
It's not petty.
Yes.
Oh, that is the peak of pettiness. Seriously. The best part was, I love how it affected you for the whole time. It wasn't like, oh, geez, well, I wouldn't have minded another little sip of that. I could have licked the bottom of the glass for sure. But in the end, it actually just played with your head the entire time.
It's not petty.
And not only that, the next day when we came to work in the morning, when we're sitting in our morning meeting having a bit of a chat about what we're going to do for the day, all we heard was, and I could not believe that last night, I mean, that glass, there was still at least a couple of sips in that. We're going, mate, it happened last night.
It's not petty. And if it is petty, okay, well, I'm in good company because Stacey from Morphett Vale has called in. Okay, be petty with me, Stacey. What's your petty complaint?
I totally understand what you're saying, Beck. I completely hear you. Something that really annoys me is when the Woolworths delivery drivers, they drop off my shopping right at the door so I can't even open my door. And it makes me so annoyed.
Have you complained, Stacey?
I haven't gone that far yet, but maybe I should just send them a little message because it's very annoying. I have to go through the garage door, like inside my house and out the garage and around the front, and it just makes my blood boil.
Still better than actually going to do the shopping yourself, Stacey. Yes.
Stacey, you should go out for dinner with Beck.
Yes, so and I'll hold on to my rosé glass really tightly.
We are talking the peak of pettiness, the things that really, really grind your gears, because Beck, the other night when we were at a work dinner, the waiter swiped her glass when there was still a couple of droplets of rosé in, and you actually wrecked your evening.
Look, I did. I'm not proud, to be honest. Not proud of my behaviour. It was a little bit petty, so we're talking on 13 10 60 about your petty problems. Get them off your chest with us this morning.
Absolutely. What about the one that gets me is after the kids have been in the bathroom and they've had a shower, they go past, and even like half an hour later, and you know when you've got some, like you've got the heat lamp, the light, and the exhaust fan, all of them are still on.
Oh.
All of them still on. And this could be like, you know, an hour and a half later, you go past, and what's that noise? I go in there. They're all on. You don't need the light and the globe on at the same time, the heat one. And turn the fan off, for God's sake, when you finish. That drives me nuts.
The noise of the fan annoys me when I walk past the bathroom. Also, all that fossil fuel. Come on. Do you want to have a future, children?
That's absolutely. Tony has told us on Facebook that, this is a pretty standard one. People not putting their trolley back in the trolley bay at the supermarket after they've finished shopping because it ends up playing dodgem cars and often rolling into other cars.
Yeah. Oh, Jules is a woman after my own heart. When people say use, are use coming to the party? Oh, Jules, that talks to my soul.
Are you ready to vent? Are you ready to complain? Are you ready to get petty? This is peak pettiness.
Yeah, all right, I'll admit it, it's petty, but it really annoys me when the waiter or waitress clears my glass of wine when I've got a good full mouthful left in it.
There was a couple of drops the other night.
More than a couple of drops.
The best part was you wouldn't stop. You just kept going on and on.
All right. You've just said you hate it when your kids leave the exhaust fan on.
When you go past and they've had a shower like an hour before, you hear the exhaust fan going, the lamp globes on, the lights on, everything. You just go, for God's sake, can't you just flick it off when you're done? I know these things are petty, and that's why they annoy us the most. So your peak pettiness, Monica from Blakeview, what is it?
So I have to admit, I am the petty person.
Okay.
When I use the bathroom at work and no one's replaced the toilet roll, I put it on backwards just in the hopes that it will annoy someone.
Oh. So it goes under instead of over?
Yes. Yep.
But that's okay because you've already been hit hard by going in there and having an empty toilet roll, haven't you?
Exactly. I think at the end of the day, it annoys me more than them, but I feel better for it.
No, but you know, my pet hate is if you go in there and sometimes people have put the new roll on top of the old empty roll.
Oh, and like, they sit at them, balance
there. They just sit at there. It's like, spend another 30 seconds, mate, or society will disintegrate.
Actually, that's a really good point.
So lazy.
Yeah, it's like a roll for a roll, isn't it? This vendetta.
Oh,
revenge.
My God.
Righto, Alex from West Lakes, peak pettiness, what is it?
Morning, guys. How you going?
Yeah, good, Alex. What's your peak petty complaint this morning?
It is quite petty, but when I let people in traffic and they don't give me a courtesy thank you wave.
No, that's not petty.
I'm with you. That's not petty.
It grinds my gears.
Yeah,
I give them a really sarcastic big wave as well, hoping they can see in their rearview mirror. Yeah, no worries. Cheers, buddy.
Yeah. No, Alex, you know what that is? That should be just normal, everyday etiquette and looking after your fellow people in the community.
Yep, I hear you.
Rightio.
Claire in Gawler, what's your petty complaint?
So where I live across the road is like the side of someone's house, so I don't look at their driveway. But so that means it's a free-for-all parking. And people park across my driveway, like on the opposite side daily. I have to do a three-point turn to get out of my own driveway. And it's come to the point where when we are coming home from somewhere, the kids are guessing what colour car is going to be parked out the front today. You know, it's so annoying. We can never get out our own driveway. Like, what are these people doing with the carports and their own driveway?
You need to get onto the council, Claire, and get a yellow line put on the opposite side.
I know. I've tried.
Or paint one.
No, just paint one yourself, Claire. Do you know, just on that, Claire, I reckon, you know when someone parks out the front of your house? Even though it's open slather, right? I always get annoyed when someone's parking out the front because I think, no, that's the front of my house. I might want to park there if I'm not in my driveway. Who has decided that they want to park in front of my house? It actually really annoys
me
as well.
All right, grumpy old man. Let's go to Amy in Blackwood. You're a very petty person by the sounds of it.
Yes, I am definitely the very petty person of the work office for sure.
All right, what happens, Amy? What gets you?
Well, you go into the kitchen to get a cuppa and the kettle isn't full of water. So basically what I do is I fill the kettle only just enough to make my cup of tea, and then I leave it empty as it was before.
Amy, you're the worst.
Definitely the worst. And I have to huff and puff while I'm doing it as well.
Amy, is it possible that you're just continually doing this to yourself? Do you actually work on your own?
No, I don't. Okay. I work with a group of people that is quite a big organisation, so it's definitely not me.
Well, do we all feel better today?
Absolutely.
There are lots of petty South Australians out
there.
You
need to vent with your pettiness, Beck.
You do. A problem shared is a problem halved.
Would you like a little top-up of your rosé before
we
go?
I'm not drinking at work. This is coffee.
You're listening to SAFM's Beck and Soda.
Oh, my gosh. Look at these trending topics.
Oh, well, I have a 20-year-old at home, and just yesterday I was saying to her she needs to do more around the house because she refuses to pay rent despite me telling her she should. She just keeps saying, no, I won't pay rent, I'll cook more, and then she just doesn't.
Would you like her to move out?
No, I don't want her to move out. I don't, but I reckon in the next couple of years, she'll move out with her boyfriend. I think sort of before you get to 25 is a good age to be independent and move out.
How old were you when you left home?
I left home and got a job in Port Pirie when I was 21.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What about you?
20. 20. Yeah, I came, moved over to Adelaide from Melbourne. So, yeah, around about that age. But I only moved because I got an opportunity to come over here. I probably would have stayed for a little longer.
Yeah, I had a pretty good at home with Anne, and she used to make my bed. But Anthony Voulgaris from Melbourne, a student from Melbourne, has made a TikTok which is really actually terrifying as a mother.
Mm-hmm. All my friends are so keen to move out of home. I'm staying here as long as I can. I get free food. I get my washing done for me. That's lucky. A lot of people don't get that. I'm not moving out ever. If I can stay here till like 50, I will. I'm slaving off of these people and I'll continue to do so happily.
Good on you, Anthony. At 50, he reckons he could stick around and be home. That umbilical cord would still be connected to mum, wouldn't it?
Well, mum's doing the washing. That's the first mistake. They've got to do their own washing.
It's can be very tough for a woman if you're dating a mummy's boy.
Oh, my God.
Never let him go.
Okay, so let's imagine you're on a first date with this
Anthony.
Bloke, Anthony. And you're going, oh, okay, so Anthony, what's your favourite?
Hey. Hi,
Anthony.
Hi, Beck.
Hi.
Hi, hey, so great to see you. You're gorgeous.
Okay, this date's going quite well from the start.
I've got to say, your skin looks beautiful.
No wrinkles. No, you're taking it too far.
Oh, okay. Anthony. It's a first date. I'm trying to make a good impression, Beck.
What's your favourite food, Anthony?
Favourite lasagna. Oh, I love Italian. Mum makes a killer lasagna. Okay. Yeah, you've got to taste it. It's beautiful.
Okay. I really like that crisp, freshly ironed shirt, Anthony.
Hey, it's nice, isn't it? Yeah, it's nice. I actually got it for my birthday. Yeah, mum picked it. She's got the best taste you've ever seen.
Mum. Okay. Yeah. Where do you live? Do you live locally, Anthony?
Just around the corner.
Okay.
Yeah, we've got a really nice share house.
Oh, share house.
Just around the corner here in Unley Park. Beautiful big park.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Gosh, that's sexy. What are your housemates' names?
Oh, I just call them mum and dad.
SAFM's Beck and Soda.
Facebook. Rebecca Morse, are you an avid user?
No, I'm not on the Facebook, but you know I have a serious addiction to the Instagram.
Right. Many, many people are on Facebook, and Queensland's government are introducing a bill that would dramatically increase maximum prison sentences for racist, anti-gay, anti-trans and seriously bigoted statements posted on Facebook. Right. You could face up to 3 years in jail.
Good.
Criminal offence. Right, which is pretty good, I think, because now people are starting to be made to be accountable for their social media activity.
Keyboard warriors who think there are no consequences, lock them up, I say.
Absolutely. Make it an offence and try and stop it and protect, obviously, minority groups as well, which is the point of why they are doing it. Because I think already in some states, I think Victoria, New South Wales, New South Wales certainly is $100,000 if you display a swastika in public.
Oh, wow. Mm. There you go.
Which is, I think it's a way that we're trying to clean all the crap up. There's probably a lot of other reasons why people should get some jail time or perhaps a fine for some of their work on Facebook and social media, I would think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There'd be a ton of them, in fact. I think posting food, any of your food.
Your breakfast.
Posting any of your food, okay. I think, should come with some sort
guilty
of penalty.
Guilty as charged.
I think anyone using a hashtag gym life.
Oh, can I add mum life to that, please? Life. Spelling life with a Y.
Spelling life with a Y should be on its own, actually, a crime. What about posting candid shots when you look like you're walking on the beach and you've been snapped by paparazzi for Hello Magazine, when you know that you've actually been photographed. In fact, you've probably set the photograph up yourself and you just happen to be standing there with a glass of wine in a bar looking to your left like, oh, wow. How have I been taken a photograph of in this manner?
Life in prison for Morse.
You'd get the death penalty
guilty
for that.
Guilty as charged.
If you want a photo of you sitting on the beach, look at the camera and smile.
I'm
at the beach.
Or did you just capture my good angle in this outfit I'm really happy with?
Or someone's in their bikinis with a G-string with their butt cheeks out and then they're there in the sun and it's got hashtag sunrise. No, it's your butt cheeks.
I don't get the butt cheeks out, but yeah. All right, well, I am going to tee off. Oh, I might get in trouble for this. I think the problem is when my kids were babies, I didn't have social media, so maybe I would have done this. But putting a headband on a tiny baby with no hair.
Well, that's to show they're a girl, generally.
That can go off social media. Mm-hmm. And I don't really care how old your baby is. I don't want a 9 months in, 9 months out post.
Oh,
I don't care.
Yeah.
Sorry. Your family cares, but I don't really
I'll tell you
care.
Another one that should get some sort of penalty. When someone passes and then people put photos of themselves up with that person.
Oh, of course.
The death and the whole situation is about the person passing, which is a very sad and significant time. Do not insert yourself in it because it's not about you.
You're searching through your phone. Oh, I think I had a photo taken with Warnie. Yeah. I've got to find that to post.
That happens all the time, doesn't it? They're the sort of things that the penalty should come thick and fast for.
We've got a lot of complaints here. 13 10 60. What should be illegal on social media? Add to the list. Sorry, mums.
Bravo to Queensland's Labor government. They're introducing a bill that would dramatically increase maximum prison sentences for racist, anti-gay, anti-trans, or seriously bigoted statements that are put on social media like Facebook. It is about time too. But there's probably a lot of other activities and probably lifestyle choices going up on Facebook that should get some sort of punishment.
I've got such a long list here. Spelling errors. Everybody, public service announcement. Divine is D-I, not D-E. And when you write sneak peek, peek is with a double E. Because if you write sneak peek and there's an A in the peak, you're talking about a mountain. So unless you're talking about a secret mountain, sneak peek is spelt with a double E, people.
Okay. What about this one? When you post the "this guy is my world" with a pic of your new bloke when you've already had six worlds that year.
That's a great one from Facebook, Sal.
Yeah, and clearly, you know, the old standards, posting your breakfast. I mean, who cares?
Yeah. Any declarations of love?
Yeah,
I'm like, why don't you roll over and say it to him? He's on the pillow next to you. You don't have to write how much you love him on Facebook. It's putting me off my breakfast.
Oh, this girl's my life. Come on.
Oh, another lap around the sun with this one. Sunday's done right with this one.
All right, get
gratuitous
him off your chest.
Bikini shots while you're holding a daiquiri saying cocktail hour.
All right.
Kayla in Paralawi, what do you reckon?
I cannot stand the perfect parent posts. They drive me wild.
Well, they're not true.
They're not true.
Yeah.
No.
Like a lunchbox one, Kayla?
Oh, the lunchbox, the no screen time, the perfect bedtime routine. We don't eat sugar. We don't eat junk food. Like, no. My kids survive on nuggets and iPads.
Yeah. There is nothing wrong with that at all. They are there just to make you feel guilty, Kayla. You just keep doing what you're doing, okay?
Thanks, guys.
Got our tick of approval.
Jessica in Prospect, what should be illegal on the socials?
Vague booking. So when you, like, post that you're at the hospital or that you're really sad, but you don't give us any details of, like, what's going on.
Oh.
Yeah, they're just soliciting a bit of attention so that you can approach them.
Oh, what's wrong?
Yeah, never good.
Okay?
How are you?
Yeah. The hospital wristband with no context.
Yes.
Or even one that belongs to your kid. You're like, oh my God, what's happened?
Yes.
Oh, I hear you, Jess. That needs to be illegal.
That's 2 years.
2 years no jail
parole.
For that one.
Yeah, 2 years no parole for, what was it, vague hooking?
Vague booking.
Vague booking.
Being vague on vague Facebook. Yeah. Chantelle in Seaford, what should be illegal on the socials?
Okay, guys, what should be illegal is when you're at home and you can hear the helicopter fly over your house and then you wait and make a bet with your husband and say, who's going to make the first post about why is the helicopter flying over?
Yes.
Oh, is that a thing?
Chopper up, yeah.
Is that right?
Does anyone know why?
It's so annoying that me and my husband make bets on it now. When we hear the helicopter go over, I say 2 minutes, 1 minute, and then,
bang.
The helicopter, I believe it's just right. They're just doing their job. It's so annoying.
That's so good.
I did not even know that's a thing. Good. Thank God I'm not on social media.
What about the holiday flashbacks as well? When obviously people have run out of content, so they drag out some picture from Bali when they thought they looked really hot and tanned, and they're just like, throwback, with no real reason.
There's a lot of people that need to be going to
jail. I might
do
one of those today, actually.
Just be careful.
And I'll tell you, just random posts of your legs for no reason at all.
They're the best. Lock me up. I'm going to prison.
This is SAFM's Beck and Soda.
It's the fashion police. According to Gen Z, they're telling us what we should and shouldn't be wearing.
Gen Zers. Now, that is, what are they? Sort of your 20s, 21 to 30 or thereabouts?
Yeah, the ones that, you know, we're sort of jealous of them, but at the same time, we know that they haven't got their life together yet. Not like us wise old owls here.
What do you use, Gen Y?
We're both X, I think.
X, is that right?
Yeah. Anyway, we're not boomers, even though we sound like it sometimes. Well, they have declared that the skinny jean is dead. R.I.P. skinny jeans. I have a pair of black skinny jeans in my wardrobe that I thought made me look rock chick.
Yes.
And now I think I'm going to have to retire them.
They're very Amy Shark.
They were the exact jeans that I wore when I met Amy Shark because I thought she would like them. But Gen Z said, you've got to go a straight leg style or a mom jean. And I am partial to a mom jean. They're the high-waisted.
Oh, they just hold things in.
They hold everything in.
They're like a spandex type jean.
Yeah, they do. They cover up that little bloating that we sometimes get.
What
ladies.
About the sort of hipster jean that comes out?
Hipster jeans are an abomination. See, I could do a high-waisted skinny. The hipster jean, basically, there's nowhere for the muffin top to hide. In fact, it pushes the muffin top. It creates the muffin top. Mm. They're an absolute abomination. I don't care who says they're in fashion. I will never wear a hipster jean again.
Right. How do we get to this point?
That we get Gen Z to tell us what is and isn't cool.
Why are you letting 20-year-olds determine what you wear?
Well, I don't know, because I want to be current. But good news for me, the micro mini's back, because you know I like to get the pins out. But micro mini, we're talking, if you sat down, you might see what you had for breakfast.
Hang on, but this is 20-year-olds wearing that.
Yeah, you don't think I can rock the micro mini?
Well, I'm not sure why you would be wanting to rock the micro mini, because you are determining what you wear because of people that are 20 years your junior.
It's not, I like to be on, says the woman who's wearing tracksuit pants to work today. Oops. Okay, I'm gonna fashion police you. Can I have my siren again, please, sir?
Oh, here we go.
Stand up.
Yeah, right.
Stand up. I want to see your jeans.
Yeah.
Oh, no, they're skinny.
What do you mean?
They're like a stove pipe. They're like what something is, the Beatles would have worn.
Spin
it's
around.
Like,
what do you
mean? It's the dark jeans.
It's just a dark pair of jeans.
It's a dark wash jean. Can you lift them up? Can I see the waist?
Here we go.
Well, there's the waist.
Oh, they're a bit low.
What do you mean?
A bit low. I saw the top of your jocks. Oh, put that down again.
What?
No, they're too skinny at the bottom.
Why can't I wear those?
Well,
there's nothing wrong with them.
You just won't be on trend. You need to get a wider. No, you actually do dress quite well. I'll give you that. You do.
Right.
Your puffer's nice, but the jeans, I've got to go.
You're listening to SAFM's Beck and Soda.
Beck and Soda's Morning Quickie.
Producer Rach comes in every morning at this time to give us little headlines of what's happening around Australia at the moment.
Guys, Russia has really stepped up their spy game. A beluga whale, aka a spy whale, has been found with a suspicious harness strapped to its body. So the whale is believed to be trained by the Russian Navy. And the harness has a tripod wrapped around it and is mounted to the harness with the words "Equipment St. Petersburg" written on it.
What?
They're not very covert if they actually have that written on them.
St. Petersburg. Come on, that can't be legit, is it?
I know, is it real?
It's just cruising around taking videos of people.
Yeah, how creepy. Well, let's get the word from the whale. What do you have to say, whale?
Weenie.
Is that Dory?
No, it's not. It's the Russian spy whale. The whale ludicrous. Now very, very popular. It's raised its profile a lot, all this attention. It's just signed for a role in the new James Bond spy thriller, A Time to Krill. Next story, Rach.
Moving on. Well, Adelaide's the place to be today. The state of origin, game one.
Sorry, it's hard to recover. I know.
Yeah.
Adelaide Oval tonight. New South Wales Blues are taking on the Queensland Maroons. 47,000 people will be there.
Do you reckon we'll get 47,000?
Well, that's the tip. There's a huge influx.
13,000 were you about to say, right?
13,000 from interstate.
Wow. Mm.
There's a huge influx of people getting around. In fact, even in our studios right here now, there's a couple of big rugby league legends that are broadcasting from other studios because they work in Sydney and Queensland.
Yes, they're large gentlemen that just walked past. Big units.
Will you be going along?
You know me. If there's an event in Adelaide, horses there. Yes, I'm going. I'm going with my blue scarf.
Right. Do you know much about the rugby league?
I lived in Canberra for a few years when I was young. I used to barrack for the Canberra Raiders back in the Malmeninga days.
Oh, yes, Malmeninga. Smell my finger. You know what you say when you're little? Malmeninga, smell my finger.
But I must admit, I haven't followed it in recent years.
It's a wonderful, wonderful rivalry. And I think it's something here in South Australia and Victoria and that you get jealous about because we don't have any state of origin AFL anymore because of the way that the nature of the competition now where club football has become so important. But I do love how they still celebrate it and get behind it with their states. So you'll be going there. You'll need to have a little bit of background. You understand the rules to a degree,
I know.
Don't you?
You can't pass forward.
Yeah.
There's a scrum. And you can either kick a goal or you can do it, have a try.
Right. You could have a try, yeah. You could have a try. Right, I've got $50. I've got a pineapple in my hand right now.
Oh, hello. Okay. They're paying you, all right.
Yeah. $50 here. If you can name the coaches of New South Wales and Queensland, I will give you the $50.
Okay. Wally Lewis is the coach of Queensland. And Ricky Stewart is the coach of the Blues.
Damn it, I need that money.
You haven't got the money. Not even close.
No.
Do you know them?
Huh? Yes.
Yeah. Well, you're a sports reporter.
Well, it's Brad Fittler and also Billy Slater.
Fittler on the roof.
Yeah, there you go. You just lost yourself $50.
SAFM's Beck and Soda.
In life, there are unanswerable questions. These are not those, but damn it, they're close. My head hurts, so it must be time for the Riddle Man.
Right, this is where we test your grey matter. The prize is a $250 voucher thanks to our friends at Romeo's Foodland. Spend it at any of their 30-plus stores. All you need to do is just solve this riddle. Now, Beck, you will need a pen and paper.
This one
could be a little tricky.
Okay, it maths?
It's got a bit of maths to it.
I'm out.
No, don't give up so quickly. You did really well the other day when we did this. Okay. A girl has as many brothers as she does sisters. But each brother has only half as many brothers as sisters.
Oh, my head actually physically hurts.
How many brothers and sisters are there in the family?
Oh, no.
Now, come on, don't. You've thrown the pen down and you've just said no.
Yeah.
Right, so a girl has an equal amount of brothers and sisters, but each brother has only half as many brothers as he has sisters. So how many brothers and sisters are in the family? Okay, you think about that. Kirsty from Para Vista, good morning to you.
Hello.
Kirsty, can you work that out?
Oh, my gosh. I'm going to go with four.
Four what?
Two of each.
Four of each? No. Kirsty, thank you so much for playing.
Yeah, when you're early, you're in trouble because you haven't had time to sit down.
Maria from Brighton, here we go. A girl has as many brothers as sisters, but each brother has only half as many brothers as he has sisters. How many brothers and sisters are in the family? This is for a $250 Romeo's Foodland voucher.
Oh, my God. Why is this so difficult? I'm going to say one of each.
No.
I don't even know where to start with
it. Well, this is where you just break it down. Okay, so have a look.
Break you down in a minute.
Look at the 2 points, right? So she has an equal amount of brothers and sisters, right?
Yeah.
So you know that. And each brother, though, only has half as many brothers as he has sisters.
Yeah.
You get it?
Yeah.
So if every brother has one brother, he can have two sisters, right? But that's how it works. Alana from Newton, do you know the answer?
I'm just
going to
have a guess and just say one of each.
No, it's not. Okay, Laura from Semaphore, let's go. Becky, are you getting any closer?
No, I'm not. And
you're not even trying.
Actually, no, my head is sore.
Okay, Laura from Semaphore, what's the answer? Do you know?
I have absolutely no idea. Two brothers and one sister.
No. Thank you, Laura. Giselle from Trot Park.
Oh, my Lord, I'm with you, Beck. It hurts my head, but I'm going to go one brother, two sisters.
No, it's not one brother, two sisters.
So will you allow them to win if they just guess? Because there's a lot of guessing.
Oh, I don't care if people guess.
As long as we hear the answer.
I don't care if they guess at all. We just need to make sure that we have the right answer.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Catherine from Queenstown. Right, a girl has as many brothers as she does sisters, but each brother has only half as many brothers as sisters. How many brothers and sisters in the family?
Oh, gosh, everyone's already guessed my answer, so I'm just going to take a stab in the dark and say three of each.
It's not three of each.
The numbers will have to be different, won't they?
They have to be different.
Have to be different.
They cannot be the same. They can be the same for her, right? Because she's got an equal amount of brothers and she's got an equal amount of sisters. But the tipping point here is that the brothers only have half as many brothers as they have sisters. So they've got double the amount of sisters. Come on.
Stop talking.
Beck from Craigburn Farm. Beck, do you know the answer?
Oh, I'm just going to guess four brothers, two sisters.
No. God, this is hurting people's heads, isn't it?
Yeah.
Come on.
Come on.
Emily from Grange. Emily, any idea? Equal amount of brothers and sisters for her, but each brother.
I think so. I think I've got it.
What is it?
I think it is. In total, three sisters and two brothers, her including one of the sisters.
No.
Oh, she seemed really convinced.
I know, she,
had it she right. did.
Right, Luke from Coromandel Valley. Luke, what's the answer?
I had the same guess. I thought it was three girls and two boys.
No, it's not three girls and two boys. This is hard. This is very tough. All right. Just remember, okay, let's break it down a little bit. She's got equal amount of brothers and sisters, right? So there's definitely more girls than there are boys, right?
Yeah, that's a good family.
Right. But each brother only has half as many brothers as he has sisters. So he's going to have double the amount of sisters as he has brothers.
The more you say it, the more confused it makes me.
Luke, Michelle from McLaren Vale. Michelle, what's the answer?
Three sisters, four brothers.
No.
Ooh, why'd you have to think about it?
Because she's very close. Because remember, there are more girls than there are boys.
Ah.
Okay.
Okay.
Righto. Kristen from Seaford Rise, what's the answer?
Well, I'm taking a punt, but I'm going to say four sisters and three brothers.
You are correct. You are correct.
Did you just guess, Kristen?
Was that a guess?
I was just taking a punt. I'm always ringing you guys, but I never get through.
Well, Kristen, right, I'm going to explain this very, very simply. Right, so she has as many brothers as she has sisters. So she's got three brothers and she's got three sisters.
Oh, but she's right? The other sister.
Right, so she's got three brothers plus three sisters. So that means that the brothers, there are three brothers. So each brother has two brothers. Each brother has four sisters.
So there are half as many boys, brothers,
as there are sisters. Nah. Add them together, there's seven.
That's like algebra.
Makes sense?
Yeah.
Hey, thank you, everyone, for playing. That was a toughie.
Beck and Soda for breakfast. 6 to 9 weekdays. Get SAFM's Beck and Soda anywhere, anytime on the free listener app.
SAFM.